I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, October 21st. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch wants to protect the character of residential neighborhoods from new development. A proposed change in the zoning codes would limit the foundation of a new building to 30% of a lot in a Residence A or B zone and 42% of a lot in a Residence C zone. There will be no limits on business or industrial districts. Koch says the change is aimed at preventing a large building from taking up most of a small lot in a residential neighborhood. The city council is currently reviewing that proposal. Quincy school officials are working in ways to lower class sizes at North Quincy High School. Officials say there are 24 classes at North Quincy High with between 28 and 30 students, and only 8 classes of similar size at Quincy High School. Overall, officials say student population has decreased by 68 students over the past year. However, the population at North Quincy High continues to rise. A Massachusetts man was charged with illegally obtaining unemployment benefits meant for people who lost their jobs because of the pandemic, and claiming that the assets of a nonprofit he worked for were his own in a mortgage application. 38-year-old Clark Grant of Taunton was released without bail after an initial appearance in U.S. District Court in Boston this week on charges of wire fraud and making false statements on a loan application. He did not enter any pleas. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Thursday, October 21st.